Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the Fair Queen Committee, well, Miss Davies County Committee, and Purdue Extension, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. We are super excited this is our first time hosting Miss Davies County. We have two great contestants. We've had so much help from people in the community, and we're really excited to get this started. So without further ado, we're going to start with introducing our wonderful panel of judges this evening. First, we have Miss Sherry Treadway. Our first judge brings with her more than four decades of experience serving others and making a difference in our communities. Please help me welcome Miss Sherry Treadway. Originally from Petersburg and now a proud Washington resident, Sherry serves as the Marketing and Development Director for Developmental Services, Inc. in the Washington region. She has spent over 40 years in disability services, including 31 years with DSI, where she's held numerous leadership roles dedicated to improving the lives of others. Sherry is deeply involved in our community through organizations including the Washington Rotary Club, Four Rivers Resource Services, Little Warrior Wishes, Comforting Hearts, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce, and Women in Local Leadership. She's also helped create an accessible community garden and played a key role in developing DSI's Hospitality Training Center through a United Way matching grant. When she's not working, Sherry loves traveling to white sandy beaches, cooking, baking, shopping, and spending time with her two English bulldogs, Whitfield and Charles. Sherry is no stranger to the pageant world. Her daughter competed in pageants for many years, and Sherry continues to judge pageants across the country. Most recently, she judged a national competition in Bowling Green, Kentucky, featuring nearly 280 contestants. Most importantly, Sherry says her favorite title is Nana to her three grandsons. Please join me in thanking Sherry Treadway for volunteering her time and expertise to help make tonight's Miss Davies County Queen Contest so special.
It's my honor to introduce our next judge. This is a guy that is familiar to many of you, a lifetime. He spent telling the stories of our communities, familiar face, and again, one I look up to, a mentor in broadcasting for sure. I just wish I had a little bit of his bass tone that he's got.
Mr. Tom McClanahan. Tom McClanahan.
Tom recently retired after an incredible 47-year career at WTWO, the smiling face you've seen there, where he served as a photographer, reporter, sports editor, and ultimately the station's main news anchor. Throughout his career, he became one of the most trusted and recognizable voices in local journalism. Tom continues to serve the community as president of the Sullivan City Council, volunteers with several local organizations, and shares his musical talents as the drummer for his church's music ministry. One accomplishment he is especially proud of is receiving a personal letter from then Vice President Mike Pence upon his retirement, recognizing his decades of service to the region. When he's not volunteering, Tom enjoys spending time at the golf course and, most importantly, making memories with his two daughters and four grandchildren. Tom is also no stranger to the pageant world, having judged numerous competitions throughout Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley over the years. And a little fun fact, many years ago, Tom emceed a male beauty pageant right here in Washington to benefit muscular dystrophy. The event was so unique that it was featured on NBC's Real People, making his one and only appearance on national network television. Please join me in thanking Mr. Tom McClanahan for lending his time, experience, and expertise to tonight's Davies County Queen Contest. Thank you very much, sir.
Our next judge joins us from McCordsville, Indiana, and brings nearly two decades of leadership experience in business development and technology. Please welcome Sunny Robinson. Sunny serves as the Vice President of Sales for Ultimate Technologies Groups, where she has built a successful career helping organizations grow through strong customer relationships, innovative technology solutions, and exceptional leadership. She is passionate about mentoring others and helping teams achieve meaningful results. Sunny is actively involved in both her professional and local communities. She participates in Indie Crew, mentors others in her industry, volunteers through her church's women's and children's ministries, serves as a Girl Scout troop leader, and is an active volunteer in her daughter's schools. One accomplishment she is especially proud of is finding a balance between building a successful career while raising her family. She and her husband have two daughters, and she treasures every opportunity to be present for their childhood. She also says she's nearly perfected her recipe for the perfect chocolate chip cookie. Outside of work, Sunny enjoys reading, rollerblading, sewing, and traveling with family and friends. We love sewing here. Although this is her first time judging a pageant, she brings valuable experience interviewing candidates and evaluating leadership potential, making her a wonderful addition to tonight's judging panel. Sunny shared one final thought that gave us all a smile. She said, "If you know Kristen Murphy, you'll know you'll say yes to anything she needs. So here I am." We're certainly thankful she said yes. Please join me in welcoming and thanking Sunny Robinson for volunteering her time and expertise for tonight's Miss Davies County Queen Contest. Now that we have introduced our wonderful panel of judges, we will have our wonderful contestants introduce themselves to you. Without further ado, here are our contestants for Miss Davies County, starting with contestant number one, Isabel Sweet. Good evening. My name is Isabel Sweet. I am 18 years old. I'm from right here in Washington, Indiana. I just recently graduated from right here in our local high school, Washington. And I'm going to Ball State for nursing this upcoming fall. Thank you, Isabel. Our next contestant this evening is contestant number two, Adeline Babrick. Good evening, everyone. My name is Adeline Babrick. I am from here in Washington, Indiana. I just recently graduated from Bar Eve High School, and I am going to Ivy Tech Community College in the fall for medical imaging. Thank you, Adeline. While our contestants go get ready for the next segment of our program, I would like to introduce the president of our 4-H Board of Directors, Mr. Chad Smith, to share some info with you about our upcoming 4-H fair. You can clap for Chad.
Oh, thank you, Gracie. On behalf of Davies County 4-H Association, I want to welcome all of you to the 2026 Miss Davies County Contest. A big thank you to Dwayne and Gracie for keeping things moving up here tonight, and to Kristen and the committee for putting together such a spectacular event. This evening is the perfect kickoff to what is going to be an unforgettable few weeks here in Davies County. Our full 4-H schedule runs from the 13th of July through the 24th and is packed with great events. This coming week on Monday, we kick off with the dog obedience show. And then Tuesday throughout the day, we have sewing, consumer clothing, and cosplay challenge. And on Tuesday evening, we finalize with our public speaking event. Wednesday is our cat show and our dog agility show, and our mini 4-H project check-in and judging on Thursday. Then on Saturday the 18th, we kick off our public project judging from 9 to noon alongside the horse and pony classes. Then on Sunday evening, the public can officially come check out the projects with the exhibit buildings open from 7 to 9 p.m. The following week features several events that we have out at the barnyard during the week, but especially Barnyard Olympics on Monday at 2 is always a big hit. Our full livestock shows on Monday are Monday night is sheep, Tuesday's swine, Wednesday's beef, Thursday's goats, and then we wrap everything up on Friday, the 24th, with our 10-year member presentation at 6:30, followed by the livestock auction at 7. We also want to remind everyone that Davies County 4-H is partnering with Feed My Sheep for the Fair's Care program this year. And for every 5 canned goods or foods you donate, you'll receive an Indiana State Fair ticket. So please give generously. To all of our contestants tonight, you have already made your families and community incredibly proud. Best of luck to each of you. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, Chad. I personally am very excited because Chad has two awesome daughters at home who are not yet old enough to be Miss Davies County, but will make great contestants when they are. Kiana Smith, and I am ready for you. But here, our next segment is going to be the contestants' personal speeches. So we will introduce them a little bit more to you as they model their professional wear. And then they will share with you why they are choosing to run for Miss Davies County and what they think Miss Davies County should represent. All right. Once again, our contestant number one is Miss Isabel Sweet. Isabel says that three words that people would use to best describe her are funny, independent, and unique. She says many people are surprised to learn that she's actually a huge nerd who loves everything Marvel and has a fascination with dinosaurs. Her plan is to attend Ball State, as she previously said, to become a certified registered nurse anesthetist. I think I said that right. Without further ado, this is Isabel.
As the oldest of five brothers, I've spent much of my life looking out for someone else, whether it was helping out at home, showing up for family, or supporting those in my community. I've learned that some of the most important things we do often happen behind the scenes. Through these experiences, I've come to realize that being a leader isn't about being the center of attention. Instead, it's about being dependable, choosing kindness, and caring for those around you. I see those same qualities in Davies County. Davies County is a community built on people who serve others without expecting recognition. They're the volunteers, the teachers, the coaches, healthcare workers, and neighbors who make this county feel like home. They show that community is not built on what it has, but instead on how its people care for one another. If chosen as your next Miss Davies County, I will embody those values: humility, integrity, compassion, and service. Those are the values that have shaped my life, and those are the values that I believe define the spirit of Davies County. Thank you, and God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, contestant number one, once again, Isabel Sweet. Our next contestant is Adeline Babley. Adeline is the 18 years old from Washington. She's a graduate of Bar Eve High School and attending Ivy Tech Community College this fall, where she plans to pursue medical imaging and the goal of becoming an MRI technologist. Three words that describe Adeline are determined, passionate, and adaptable. Adeline Babu.
Good evening. As I stand here and think of who Miss Davies County is, I don't just think of a girl with a sash and a crown. I think of a young woman who proudly represents the true values that make the community of Davies County strong. I think of a young woman who proudly represents the values of hard work, leadership, kindness, service, and integrity. I am a 10-year member of the Jefferson 4-H Club, and throughout my time in 4-H, I've learned the true importance and meaning of giving back to others. As I've been in 4-H, I've learned just how much of a difference a single person can make by showing up, lending a helping hand, and encouraging the people around them. As a 4-H'er, I've learned a lot of lessons that have helped shape me into the person I am today and how I hope to serve my community now and in the future as well. In my opinion, Miss Davies County should be someone who represents our community with pride and honor. She should celebrate our agricultural roots, support local events and organizations, and encourage others to get involved in our community. Most importantly, she should make everyone feel seen, valued, and motivated to be involved in our community. It is not just my goal to represent Davies County, but to serve the community I've always been a part of, to be someone who leads with kindness and compassion, encourages others, and represents our community with pride. Thank you.
Once once again, that was Adeline Babrick. Our next portion will be the girls' formal wear as well as their onstage question. While we wait for them to get changed, we are super excited to have some statewide royalty with us this evening in the 2026 Miss Indiana State Fair, Miss Presley Hampton. You can go ahead and give her applause. Yeah, there we go. Is joining us this evening and is going to share a little bit about her journey with us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here this evening. It's super close to home. I'm from Jackson County, so it was nice to have a short little drive tonight. As your 2026 Miss Indiana State Fair, I travel all over the state of Indiana to a little over 50 counties and just under 10,000 miles to invite everyone to the Indiana State Fair. So without further ado, it is my honor to invite you to mark your calendars for August 7th through the 23rd, closed on Mondays, because it's always a hit. This year, the Indiana State Fair is partnering with the Indianapolis Indians to bring baseball to life on the fairgrounds. You can find various baseball activities, including a wiffle ball field that you'll probably be able to find me at a time or two, but no promises that you're going to want me on your team. I'm not going to be very good. But you can at least come, have a good time, and get some good laughs out of my terrible wiffle ball playing. And speaking of baseball, the Indiana State Fair always hits it out of the park whenever it comes to fair food, which is always so delicious. One of my favorites being the pickle pizza. I know it sounds a little crazy, but you all are going to have to come try it. And we have so many different unique food items called the Taste of Fair, which you can check out at indianastatefair.com. I'm super excited about the buffalo chicken dip pizza and a lemon shake-up float. I think that they sound delicious, so you all will have to come and try them with me. And you should check out our Hoosier Lottery Free Stage, where we have the base is loaded with artists for everyone each and every night at the State Fair, including Brett Michaels, Gene Simmons of Kiss, the Beach Boys, Trace Adkins, and so much more. And you can't forget about our Hoosier Lottery grandstands, where we have events like the rodeo, the tractor pulls, and one of my favorites being the demolition derby. They're all super fun. Again, you can find more information about that at indianastatefair.com. And last but definitely not least, I'd like to invite you to the Indiana State Fair to support the 4-H'ers from all across the state of Indiana. As a 10-year 4-H member, it truly means so much whenever people outside of your community come up and tell you how fantastic you did on your 4-H project, or they just come to see you walk on the stage in your fashion review. It really does mean so much. So, whether you are looking for a unique pizza flavor or a good free concert, or the pig that's going to win it all in the show arena, the State Fair truly has something for everybody. So mark your calendars for August 7th through the 23rd, closed on Mondays, and I would love to see each and every one of you there. Thank you.
Well, mate, I promised I would let Dwayne talk a little bit tonight, and I have just a little, so everybody can confirm that I did do that. But we are super excited to have Presley with us and for her to share a little bit about 4-H. I'm lucky to be a fourth generation 10-year 4-H member. So definitely, if you haven't been to the 4-H fair, definitely check it out next week. And the Indiana State Fair is also fun if you have never been. My mom and I go every year, and we don't bring my brothers, so it's even more fun. Anything to add, Dwayne?
She's speechless, huh? One thing that Gracie is being very humble about, she actually walked this stage, not this exact stage, but she is a former Davies County Fair Queen contestant, so she could share exactly what these contestants are going through tonight. You know, we have to give these guys so much credit because, you know, it takes a lot to put yourself out there, but I can promise you this, Gracie can testify to this. It is so worthwhile, such a great experience for the girls. The biggest thing I see is their ability to speak in front of a crowd. You know, I'm a communications guy, and it's so hard sometimes when people can't communicate, especially the younger generation, to be able to talk in a microphone and not be shy. And I think that is one of the biggest things they get from this is the opportunity to speak clearly and precisely and not be afraid of crowds. Not to mention all of the great experiences they have. So If you have, if you're listening at home, if you have younger children coming up the ranks in 4-H, please encourage them to come out for the 4-H pageant. Nobody bites you. It is a very great experience. And anybody who has ever done it, Gracie, you'll take it from here. They certainly do love it, and they have memorable experiences, memories that last a lifetime.
It's truly a great experience. When I competed, it was still at the fairgrounds in Elnora, and it was still such a great time to spend at Fair Week, and these girls will get to spend time at the 4-H Fair next week as well. And just getting to spend time with the other contestants is so fun, as well as all the skills you gain. Learning to speak in front of people is something you're always going to have to do, whether you like it or not. So it's a great skill for them to learn. And I know myself and the committee felt really strongly that this was something we really wanted to continue to have as an option for the young women in our county to compete and empower them to kind of grow those personal skills, their leadership skills, and to further develop them into young women that are going to, you know, be great Davies County residents someday. So along with, we've had so many great sponsors that have spoiled the girls. They'll get some great prize packs this evening, spoiled them with a dinner earlier. So we've had a lot of community love for them, along with all of the skills they're going to gain. So it's been a great experience getting to know them and help them get ready for the pageant. And we've all had a lot of fun. So
and we thank our sponsors. Again, you heard the ones that are on the radio. You hear them at the beginning and at the end of the broadcast. A big thanks to them. But Grace, you've got several locally that have helped with the actual pageant itself tonight, too.
Yes, and we do have a long pageant sponsor list of people to thank, and we'll start thanking them throughout the broadcast. But we would like to thank True Scripts, Jones & Sons, Helms Orthodontics, Boyd & Sons, Bobcat of Davies County, AJ and Kelsey Miles, Edward Jones, Tara Parsons, Hart Family Chiropractic, Colors with Jada, Susan Ramsey Fitness LLC, Scoops Homemade Ice Cream, Cherry Ghost Coffee, Zach's Creamery, Top Notch Boutique, Forever Linked Permanent Jewelry, The Wax Room, Jam Feeds, Piper Diamond, It's a Wonderful Life, The Bob and Kristen Murphy Family, Brecklyn Madison, who is our 2025 Junior Miss Davies County, Westiewix LLC, Maple Leaf Livestock, Pure Hearts and Clean Hands Soap Co., RTC Communications, The Sideline Standard, The Odin Locker, The Davies County Visitors Bureau, who you saw had a nice booth set up outside, with plenty of information about all the upcoming events in Davies County, The Odin Locker, which I did say that already. Well, actually, we'll finish thanking everybody later because our contestants are ready to go.
It's the I shouldn't say dreaded. It's the impromptu question. Impromptu question. Take it away, Gracie.
All right. So, once again, our first contestant, Miss Isabel Sweet. She's going to model her formal wear for us, and then Duane will ask her her question from the fishbowl of questions. Miss Isabel Sweet, is her favorite thing about Davies County is the people. She loves the kindness, welcoming spirit, and sense of community that make it feel like home. One of her favorite local traditions is attending the 4th of July Fair, where she enjoys spending time with friends and watching the fireworks, even if it starts raining. If selected as Miss Davies County, Isabel hopes to encourage others to embrace what makes them different. She believes confidence comes from being authentic and wants others to know that being unique is something to celebrate, not hide.
Isabel's question tonight: what do you think can be done to encourage more people from your generation to volunteer?
I think that we can encourage more kids from my generation to volunteer by encouraging it more on social media. Social media has become such a large part of our youth's lives and livelihoods that I think that if it was broadcasted to wider groups of audiences, it would seem more appealing instead of just seeming like something that's boring or that they have to do because they're in trouble.
Contestant number one is Isabel Sweet.
Contestant number two, Miss Adeline Baverick. When Adeline is not preparing for school, you'll likely find her baking or spending time with her pigs. Her favorite thing about Davies County is the strong sense of community. She says it feels like one big family where everyone is welcome. Unsurprisingly, her favorite local tradition is the Davies County 4-H Fair, where she enjoys exhibiting projects, showing livestock, and making memories each summer.
Adeline's question tonight, what characteristic do you believe is most important for Miss Davies County to possess?
I believe leadership is the best characteristic for Miss Davies County to possess because she's representing our county at the state fair, in our community, at local events, and any fairs that she wants to go to. She's representing us, so I believe she should be a good leader and encourage others to get involved in our community as well and to participate in our pageant. Thank you.
Contestant number two is Adeline Fabric.
All right. So while our judges formulate their scores, I would like to invite our 2025 Miss Teen Miss Davies County, Miss Caroline Murray, to come speak and share a little bit about her experience and the continuation of this tradition.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Caroline Murray, and I'm your Teen Miss Davies County 2025. When I was crowned Teen Miss, I never imagined that I would also be the last teen to hold this title. While it's bittersweet seeing this chapter coming to an end, I'm incredibly grateful for all of the opportunities that I've had to represent our community in so many ways. This year has taught me so much about confidence, leadership, and the importance of showing up for others. I've had the privilege of meeting amazing people while representing a county that I am more than proud to call my home. Although the Teen Miss Davies County Fair title is ending, I hope that the impact it has had on so many young women continues. This title has always been about more than wearing a sash or a crown or standing on stage. It's about serving others and discovering the kind of leader that you want to become. As I hand over this chapter, I don't see it as an ending. I see it as the beginning. For new opportunities for our community, for this pageant, and for me. Thank you for believing in me, for cheering me on, and for making this year one I will never forget. While this crown may not be passed on, I hope to reflect everything it has taught me through a life of service, kindness, leadership, and compassion. For one last time, thank you. I have been honored to serve as your Teen Miss Davies County 2025.
Great job. Thank you.
Oops. Thank you so much, Caroline. Our next guest will be Mr. Wesley Richardson, who is going to speak to us. He's from the Purdue Extension Office to share a little bit about what it's been like to continue this tradition and his passion for the Miss Davies County pageant.
Thank you, Gracie. Gracie had to go through being in 4-H with me when we were kids. Just for reference, my mother judged her, I think, all 10 years of sewing and fashion review. And before that, she judged her mother in Greene County 4-H. So Gracie and I go way back, which is why I keep asking her to do things. If you don't know me, my name is Wes Richardson. I serve as your 4-H educator here in Davies County and have since the summer of 2023. And in 2015, I was a 10-year member, 10-year 4-H member here in Davies County. I spent some time away. Had to go to college. You know how that goes. And then worked for 4-H in another county before I was able to return home. And I like to tell everyone that I returned home on purpose. I have a passion for where I grew up. I have a passion for this community. And I truly believe that there are very few places better to live than rural southern Indiana. And because of that, this Queen pageant is one of the most important things we can have. Now, while I understand that both of our contestants are 18 and you have to be a real adult to compete for Miss Indiana State Fair, which is why we have age limits, both of these young ladies have just finished the youth portion of their life. They have just finished high school and they have represented Davies County very well already. And I strongly believe that as we foster youth leadership and foster the sense of representing yourself and your community, a queen pageant like this is one of the best ways to do so. Whenever the we'll be very honest, rural communities are going through a tough time in 2026. A lot of companies have started to pull out of rural communities, go into more urban ones, and that leaves people maybe with less jobs or just less opportunities for financial success. And a lot of times across the country, not just in Indiana, that leads to hard times on county fairs. Davies County has always been a very unique place, as we had two separate entities. And the closing of the Davies County Fair in Elnora was a very sad chapter for everyone. And what we want to make sure we acknowledge is the hard work that was put in for, I believe, 75 years. I think that was documented somewhere. I believe it was 75 years that the Davies County Fair in Elnora existed. And it was a trademark of the community, a very important thing. And for, I believe, since 1949, they held the Miss Davies County Fair pageant. And that pageant is what fed into the Miss Indiana State Fair pageant. And as that chapter of our community came to a close, I quickly realized if someone did not pick that up, there would be no Davies County representation at the Indiana State Fair. And that is not something we were willing to have happen. And in that moment, Kristen Murphy, who is our Queen Pageant Director, I think she called me as I was dialing her phone number. And she said, Wes, we have to make this happen. And I said, absolutely, you're right. I'll get a team. I would like just for it to be known that Davies County 4-H is not operating this contest. However, it is a strong proponent of its success. And as what I would call the leading youth organization in our community, we believe that a leadership opportunity like this needs to exist. So we made sure that it would happen. So I would like to recognize our four ladies that are on this committee. I don't know if you're doing that later, but I'm doing it now. So our pageant director is Kristen Murphy, who is off doing some deliberating and some important things. Cammie Giesler, who I asked to do just about everything. She gets stuck with me all the time. Gracie Madison, who you have met, who will be one of my minions for years to come. And then also Amy Madison, who has been around and is backstage helping and is doing an incredible job as well. I would like to say, yes, I asked all four of these women to come help, but they also all asked me if they could come help. So it was not a hard ask, and no one was forced here against their will. But what these four women are doing is creating a leadership opportunity for young women in this community so that Davies County can be on a bigger stand than just the local one. And it's been absolutely incredible. I would also like to just stress to anyone listening, anyone in the audience, the gravity that comes with being Miss Davies County is very, very huge and very, very important. You know, we have county government. Everyone knows that there are county councilmen and there are commissioners and whatnot. However, I would say they're not as recognizable because they don't get to wear a crown. The crown carries its own weight, and it carries a symbol of recognition, and it's easy to find. It's like a spotlight. So Miss Davies County will always be one of the most important people in this community. And therefore, I would encourage anyone who's ever interested to participate, because this pageant is an experience for you. Whenever Kristen and I met for the first time, I told her, I was like, if we're going to do this, this must be an educational experience. We're not just going to have some girls parade around on stage in a dress and someone get a crown. They have to have multiple interactions with each other, interactions with their volunteer leaders, and they need to leave this pageant a better person than when they came. And I can happily say that I believe that is happening. We have two wonderful young women. There will be people around, I will tell you right now, there will be naysayers that say there were only two contestants. And there are counties out there in Indiana who will have zero. So, and I will also say, quality beats quantity every single time. So these two young women are incredible. Both of them will fare very well when they move on from here. And it is not going to be a shim-sham pageant. This has been very well put together. And the four women that have put this on have done an incredible job. I get to lead the 4-H program here in Davies County. You do not have to be in the 4-H program to participate in Miss Davies County. However, I would say, if you ever want to be in Miss Davies County, join 4-H on the side, because it's just an extra ball of fun, all right? If you are listening to this on the radio, if you're here in the crowd and you don't know what 4-H is, you can call 812-254-8668, and I will tell you all about it any day of the week. The 4-H program is incredible. Otherwise, I wouldn't work for it. For those of you that don't know, the 4-H program is the largest educational organization in the country outside of the public school system. It affects hundreds of thousands of youth every single year, and it teaches them the hard skills and the soft skills that you need for the rest of your life. So Gracie right here, she can fix probably any article of clothing she'll ever own, and she can milk a goat. I don't know what else you could need in this life, right? And she can probably put together a poster pretty well, too. The 4-H program, I will tell you one thing, everyone. I was a 10-year 4-H'er, and I have a whole master's degree, and the 4-H program prepared me more for real life than college ever did. So the 4-H program is what makes a person, and it is incredible. This year in Daviess County, we have 293 4-H'ers. So whenever we roll over to 2026-27, I would like to get 8 more so we can finally cusp over 300 for the first time since I have been here. That would be incredible. The Daviess County 4-H Fair, I have been saying, begins tonight because this Fair Queen, sorry, not the Fair Queen, Miss Daviess County is going to have lots of responsibilities at the 4-H Fair, and she's probably going to see me quite a bit as I keep handing her boxes of ribbons and microphones and other things to go do. And I think this is a beautiful kickoff. And on Monday, like Chad mentioned earlier, he mentioned the schedule, we'll have our dog show, and it will be full bore from there for 2 weeks. One thing I love about Daviess County is that we do not shove everything into 4 days. Does it make more work for me? Probably. But I would rather each of our youth have an opportunity in the spotlight than have things back to back to back to back. So if you're at all interested in 4-H and you don't even know what it involves, come out to the fair anytime from roughly July 13th to the 24th. If you want the powerhouse things, come the 19th to the 24th, and you'll have all kinds of fun people there and see the projects the kids have made. I always describe the 4-H fair as the Super Bowl or the showcase for Indiana 4-H. So for reference, the 4-H program technically begins on October 1st, and from that point on, the kids can work on their projects at their own pace in any way they see fit. Most of our youth are getting, if they show livestock, they're getting those animals in late December or January, and then they are spending, you know, the growing life of that animal with them and producing them into the best product that they can be, while also working with them, training them, and doing every hard job you can imagine in the barn. They also may be crying at night as they rip stitches out of the sweater that they were trying to make, or they're fighting with their mom because their poster angles weren't straight enough. We're not speaking from experience, are we?
No.
No, not at all. But I believe every person in the community should come to the 4-H Fair because it is a showcase of what the youth have done, and our youth are our most important people. I always say that I do this job because the most important people in this world are the ones that are ages 5 to 18 because they're going to be the ones putting me in a nursing home, and they're going to be the ones that lead our government when it's no longer time for us to do so, or if you like me, because you never want to do so. They're going to be our teachers, and they are going to be the ones that make the world go round. And we need to feed them. We need to be important to them, and we need to give them the opportunities they need to succeed because us adults, guys, we've had our time in the sun. We can go to the shade, and the younger people get to start working, and they get to start producing and doing all of the amazing things for us. So, that's what I have to say about 4-H and Miss Daviess County. It's incredible. I am enamored with this pageant. I think it's been so well done. One of the best things we could have ever done, I think, is take this on. And we, like I said, we praise the Daviess County Fair in Elnora for their years of service, and we're thrilled that we could begin something new and something different that can still feed into the state fair so that Daviess County can continue to be in the limelight like it deserves to be.
Thank you, Wes. My favorite part about that is Wes goes, "So what should I say before this?" But he had something ready, so it was good. Real quick, I'm going to finish thanking our sponsors while we get everything ready for our crowning. I believe I stopped at the Daviess County Visitor Bureau. Like I said, they gave us a great little setup outside with lots of information on all the great things in Daviess County, and we're really excited to help us continue this Daviess County tradition. We'd also like to thank the Bark Barn Grooming and Boarding, Feeling Groovy by Miss Jane, Jay and Joe Singleton, who are our head committee chair's parents, Kristen's parents, and they've been super helpful today. For pageant decor and supplies, we had lots of great donors as well. Randition Creation and Events created the awesome backdrop you saw out front with the really cute crown balloons. Signs by Sydney Garst donated the hand-painted sign by the check-in table. Thompson Insurance donated dinner for our judges and our contestants before the pageant. North Daviess High School FFA
gave us these beautiful ferns you see here. The North Davies High School junior class also donated, allowed us to borrow some of their decor. The flower basket in Odin will be supplying our contestants flowers this evening. We'd like to thank Shake Broadcasting and the WAMW for broadcasting our pageant, as well as letting me talk on the radio and letting our contestants come in and do some take fives to get the community excited about the pageant. Century 21 Classic Realty, Miss Shelley Brinson, a former Miss Davies County, said that she would be our, this year we decided to implement a scholarship as well, the Miss Davies County Queen Pageant Scholarship. And Shelley said she'd be our sponsor forever. Bowling Chiropractic allowed us to borrow these awesome Roman columns. Steve Osha Photography is our amazing official Miss Davies County photographer, who also allowed us to borrow a throne. Scott Griffin with the lights, actually I think that's right, is doing our sound, lights, and music this evening. And then we'd also like to thank Bob and Kim Murphy. So, let's see, our judges have returned. Are we good?
I have the envelopes.
Okay.
I have the envelopes.
Perfect. So, first, we are going to start with the presentation. We'll call our ladies back out here first.
And let's give the judges a big round of applause.
Thank you, judges.
You guys are awesome. It's not an easy job. Thank you so much for donating your time and putting the time into this tough decision tonight. We appreciate that.
Okay. So, we will have our contestants come back out here. And we'll reintroduce them, and then our first, event of the crowning ceremony will be the presentation of the scholarship. So, yeah. So, Miss Isabel Sweet. And Miss Adeline Babrick. So, as I mentioned earlier, we really wanted to emphasize leadership and empowerment for these young women, and we're really excited to introduce the official Miss Davies County Queen Pageant Scholarship. Any contestant can win the scholarship, whether they end up being the queen or not. We had them apply, and our wonderful scholarship sponsor, Century 21 Classic Realty, and we have Miss Paula Potts here to present the scholarship this evening.
Yes, on behalf of Century 21 Classic Realty, I'd like to present this scholarship to further her education to Miss Adeline Babrick.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. Our next award of the evening is Miss Photogenic, and this was based off of our wonderful photographer, Steve Osha, took some awesome headshots of the girls, and our judges chose a Miss Photogenic for this evening. So your 2026 Miss Davies County Miss Photogenic is Isabel Sweet. Dwayne has the most important envelope of the night, and we are so excited to have, again, our 2026 Miss Indiana State Fair, Miss Presley Hampton, will be crowning your next Miss Davies County.
All right, I said, Gracie, by the way, fantastic job. Give Gracie another round of applause. She made this so easy for me. I said, look, if I can just announce the queen, that's good enough for me. So I got the big job right here. Thanks to Al Williams up there from the radio station and Scott Griffin for running sound tonight. You guys did a wonderful job. Thanks to everybody listening at home, too. And once again, a big round of applause for these ladies. They are awesome. They are both winners. Well done. Well done. All right, without further ado, here it is. The envelope is open. And you're 2026 Miss Davies County Queen. Contestant number one, Isabel Sweets. Ladies and gentlemen, the first runner-up, Adeline Fabric.
Once again, thank you so much for everyone joining us, and you will get to see these two awesome ladies at the 4-H Fair in the coming weeks and at different events throughout the community for the rest of the year. If you haven't yet, follow our Facebook page to stay tuned with what they're up to and to follow Isabel as she competes at the State Fair this winter. But again, we would like to thank the 4-H Board of Directors, Purdue Extension, Davies County, the Washington High School Administration, and again, Scott Griffin for allowing us to use their auditorium. And we had various volunteers in the community that also helped with our preparation of our contestants, so we'd like to thank them as well. And the Davies County Visitors Bureau and our awesome pageant committee. So thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Preceding has been a presentation of Memories 107.9 WAMW Washington. Coverage of the 2026 Davies County 4-H Fair Queen Pageant on WAMW has been proudly presented in part by Buchanan Mechanical in Washington, First Federal Savings Bank, by Davies Martin REMC, Bobcat of Davies County, by the Odin Veterinary Clinic, JJ's Concrete, Memring Farms and Memring Ag Service, by Blesch Brothers Equipment in Odin, Davis Fabrication and Field Services, Davies County Metal Sales, A&R Home Center in Washington, by Green Processing Corporation, GPC, the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin, Ed Lee Mortuary, by Sarah Browning, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, Sharp Trailers in Eldora, and by Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery. You've been listening to the 2026 Davies County 4-H Queen Pageant on Memories 107.9 WAMW Washington.